Within their walls, charming, quaint cottages, stunning, stately mansions, even former blacksmith shops have captivating stories to tell. Mary de Keyser and David Tufford invited neighbors and heritage enthusiasts to witness as their 1871 Port Robinson homestead, aka the Pew House, was officially designated as Thorold's 54th heritage property in late November. "We are very happy to see our house designated today," stated Tufford. "It will never be a townhouse, or an apartment, or a McDonald's." Thanking Heritage Thorold for their hard work in spearheading the designation, Tufford invited guests to tour what was once a vibrant blacksmith shop at 18 South Street South. Craig Finley, chair of Heritage Thorold, said the home retains many of its original features. "I do not know if you can actually love a building, but if you can, Mary and Dave do," he noted, adding that they are determined to protect and preserve it. "They are a perfect fit for the Pew House. They have signed a contract to maintain the building to a high heritage standard, and when a new owner takes over the building, they will sign that same contract." According to de Keyser, it was an orange tabby named Buddy that sealed the deal. Another potential buyer also wanted the house, but because she and Tufford agreed to take on Buddy, they were chosen by the previous owners, she told ThoroldToday.ca. The fact that the word recitals was listed in the margin of the sale of property suggested that it was perhaps used as a musical venue, said city historian Sarah Kinghead. In keeping with that, Wayne Malton, of famed Canadian duo Malton and Hamilton, played piano, accompanied by renowned local musician Walter Osteneck on accordion at the event. Kinghead's research showed that the original property owner was Isaac Pugh, who operated a blacksmith shop there for nearly half a century. Isaac and his brother John were almost certainly United Empire loyalists, she surmised, who came from New Jersey. During the Fenian invasion of 1866, Pugh served as a farrier for local militia who defended the attack on the Welland Canal in Thorold. Eventually, she added, Pugh was forced into obsolescence, like other blacksmiths, and when he died in 1903, the home was sold to his nephew, George Pugh. Isaac's two sons had emigrated to the U.S. Fred Addis, who lived next door in his youth and later became an esteemed historian, said that, in 1871, two of the biggest paddlewheel steamships built in Canada were built here in Port Robinson, the Cumberland and the Manitoba, and there was a great demand for blacksmithing in building wooden ships with custom parts. Addis shared fond memories of Ivy Moulton, who lived there after the Pugh family and fostered his love for heritage, which turned into a source of employment for him in later years. "She drove us kids to Fort George, the McFarland House, to Sioux Falls, and made sure we understood their importance. I will always be thankful for how wonderful a difference one woman made in my life." Following plaque presentations to the homeowners from various levels of government, Addis gave de Keyser and Tufford a 1950s photo of the Moulton family. "Our future lies in our past," stated Mayor Terry Ugolini, adding that heritage tourism generates income and a source of pride for Thoroldites. Regional Councillor Tim Whalen concurred. "Heritage sites foster a sense of hope and community, and remind us that our city's history belongs to all of us together. We must preserve it for future generations." Niagara Centre MP Vance Badawi commented that historic properties highlight each town's unique identity, while showcasing the skills of stonecutters, masons and artisans from a bygone era. Inspired by longtime heritage champion Pamela Minns, who led the charge in attaining Thorold's Prince of Wales Heritage Award in 2017, the volunteers of Heritage Thorold are dedicated to preserving those places that showcase the city's colorful history, providing an actual glimpse into the past. The Heritage Thorold Volunteer Committee includes Chair Craig Finley, Vice Chair, Treasurer Tom Russell, Secretary Joe Pertula, and members Linda Borland, Ray Borland, Michael Charon, Anna O'Hare, Tim O'Hare, and Randy Barnes.